producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Folks, parenting is the toughest job any of us ever undertake, because if our parents did a terrific job, it often seems seamless that we don't know how they did it. They just, wow, this is great. I'm not sure that most people feel that their parents did that great a job. And so what we tend to do if we don't think our parents did terrifically well is to do exactly the opposite, which actually doesn't work any better. The problem about parenting is severalfold. First of all, you have to think of somebody else before yourself, which people aren't predisposed to do, number one. Number two, you have to think in terms of long-term as opposed to short-term. Because the short-term solution, especially when you're parenting, is just to do whatever your kid wants, just to be, to feed them if they're hungry, to comfort them if they're frightened, to go to school if somebody's bullying them, to fight their battles for them, to protect them. The problem is that doesn't usually work very well. That what we need to do is empower our kids. My example, as you know, is if you got a whole bunch of parents together and said, okay, when your kid comes running in and says, Daddy, Daddy, do you like my picture? The appropriate response that most people would give is, yeah, it's great, which isn't necessarily the appropriate response, because the kids just dashed it off. The parent says, oh, yeah, it's great. The kid thinks, right, you know, my parents don't know what they're talking about, and they'll say anything. On the other hand, if you say, oh, well, it's not your best, and the kid really did feel it was something that they worked very hard on, then where are you on this? So the appropriate response is, what do you think about it? Do you like it? And if the kid says, yeah, it's great, or it's not my favorite, or whatever the kid comes up with is going to be more appropriate than what you were going to come up with. So, and that's not an inherently obvious solution. So I don't think there's very much that's inherently obvious about parenting. And when it's not inherently obvious, that means we have to think about it. We have to think about a lot, and we have to be aware that we have to think about it. So this is a complicated behavior. When it comes to taking care of our kids once they're adults, it becomes even more complicated, because most of us tend to see our children as younger than they are. We say things to them like, well, I remember when you were born, or don't talk to me that way, I diapered you, which are just indications that we're really thinking of them as much younger people than they really are, and therefore we think of them as less capable than in theory they should be. The more we do for them, the less they do for themselves. And presumably we're adults. We already know how to do this kind of stuff. So doing for our kids may make us feel better, but it's really at their expense, because what we're saying is, you can't do it, or you can't do it as well as I can. So we need to be cautious about what we think we're doing as parents, of saying, well, you know, I'm doing more for my kid than my parents did for me. But remind yourself how much achievement feels good and how much dependency doesn't. All right? 855-993-7569. Obviously, part of this reference was to Kayla and letting her 23-year-old, number one, live at home, number two, not pay rent when he has a job, number three, to be openly obnoxious to her. And I'm saying, so it's time to say to him, not kicking you out because you're swearing at me. I'm kicking you out because you're 23 years old, and your dad and I will help you find a place if you move out by the end of the month. We'll give you first and last month's rent. But whether you do it or not, end of the month is the end of staying here. And it's not to say that you can't be there for him in an emergency, or you can't have him over for Sunday brunch, or let him do his laundry, because he may be in circumstances that are certainly less lavish than where he's living now. But it's stuff that he can take care of him for himself. It also allows him privacy. And if he does have a drug problem, the issue about paying rent and buying drugs becomes much more crucial, because right now he doesn't have to worry about that at all. He knows that he has a roof over his head and three squares a day, and he doesn't have to pay for it, which means that any of the money that he has, he can do anything that he wants with them, no matter how destructive it is. So Okay, not, and you can say, well, as a parent, you know, I'm just trying to take care of him because it's expensive. You're making it much more expensive for him than it has to be. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Manny, let's talk about more polite behavior.
Let's do it. We can continue on with Barb, and she says, I was helping out at a birthday party this weekend, and I asked two kiddos if they'd like a drink. I'm assuming a children's drink, like a juice or something.
One would assume. That, presumably not vodka tonic or anything like that.
Right.
No, no.
She goes on to say, one said please and thank you, and the other said no thank you. I always say, wow, good manners when kiddos do the right thing. It makes the moms smile, too.
Yeah, it does. And I think the point is well taken, that do not take good manners for granted. And I'm even of the school of life that says when a kid doesn't say thank you, I've had this rather memorable event with a friend of mine who had a 4-year-old who was really out of control. Mom had no idea how to deal with this kid. And I think I was fixing watermelon or something, and I said to him, do you want some watermelon? And he said, give it to me. And I said, not till you say please. And he wouldn't. And the mom said, just give it to him. And I said, you can just give it to him. I'm not going to reinforce negative behavior, that please and thank you are not bad things. And this is a kid who has no structure, no limits, and you are appalled by his behavior. And when you send him out in the world, he's going to bounce out of nursery school. Nursery school won't let him behave that way. So it was one of those kinds of things where I wasn't going to be invited back anytime soon. But actually, it turns out there's actually kind of a nice ending to the story, even though when I recall it, it makes my stomach hurt to recall it, because it's not my job to go through the world educating people about how to behave. I mean, I do that for 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, and you guys are voluntary about it, and you can certainly turn off the radio or hang up on me or ignore me. But when I'm in my private life and in somebody's home, it's not incumbent upon me to be the authority of all things positive or appropriate. But this particular case, I mean, the kid was dealing with me. If the kid had been behaving that way around his mom, I would have bit my lip and kept still, because not my issue. When the kid's dealing with me, I can justify it as being my issue. And I said to her, you can give it to him if you want. I'm not going to. Then I'm not willing to respond to that kind of behavior. And she actually got back in touch with me a couple of months later and said, you know, it's really interesting. He now says please and thank you. Wow, how interesting. All right, so I agree that it's appropriate to praise positive behavior, because otherwise, if all we do is ignore negative behavior, then kids don't really have necessarily a very good idea of how to behave. So it's important to both ignore negative and reinforce positive, so the kid knows what they're doing, or at least has some sense. All right, what else we got, man?
Francis says, standing in line at a store with my disabled son, I only had 3 items. The people in front of me in line with a large order insisted I go before them. I've done this many times, but no one has ever been so kind to me.
Well, that's great. Good. Terrific.
We have one person that says, I am supportive of good manners because it reminds us to think about others, to include opening doors for the opposite sex. Good manners can teach children the beginnings of empathy.
You're absolutely right. And kindness as well. Empathy is not an inherent characteristic. It really needs to be taught. And so the idea of good manners, of just saying, I'm not sure that good manners teach empathy per se. They teach consideration. Empathy is the ability to feel what other people are feeling. But that is a learned behavior. And the way as parents we teach it is to say, how does this feel to you? This is how it feels to me. So manners, I think, are a bit tangential to that, to be quite honest, but equally important and part of the overall scheme of it. I don't think that they're exactly one-on-one, but certainly in the same ballpark. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it? All you have to do is call me at 855-993-7569. Alrighty, so let's talk some more about good manners. I like all these good manners things. I think that they are reassuring and comforting that the world as we know it is not completely run by barbarians. which I think we can sometimes feel. That's why I decided to put this up. When Manny and I were talking about it, I said, well, you know, if we put up, tell me an example of somebody really being a thug, there's no question in my mind we would have gotten a huge number of responses. But that's just such a negative way of thinking about things, and so I decided that this would be a much more positive way of doing it. So there we go. All right, Manny, what else we got?
Just a couple more quick ones left here. Violet says, a man gave up his seat for a woman to have a place to sit. Now,
good.
you being in New York, do you see that on the subway?
You know, as I said, the extremes, as far as I'm concerned, are, as I said, guys not only not giving up their seat, but taking up two and sometimes three seats. And just, I've seen them not give people their, not only not give them their seats, but to pregnant women, to people on crutches, to blind people. I mean, it's, and so there, that's number one of just really incredibly negative behavior. When people give up seats, I've given up my seat to a pregnant woman occasionally, and sort of all the women on the train sort of make eye contact and saying, you know, we're the last gentleman. You know, guys just don't do it anymore. On the other hand, I've gotten on the train occasionally, and like several people have several guys have offered their seats. And my response, I got to tell you, is kind of similar to, first of all, my response is kind of ambivalent. On the one hand, I'm thinking, well, you know, I must look really old today. And the other hand, I always say thank you. And I usually say, and even when I'm not going very far, I'll always say thank you and take it. Just because, exactly as you say, when someone's kind enough to offer it, saying, gee, I'm not going very far, or thanks, I don't need it, or whatever, you respond, I think, to people being kind and considerate. So so I almost always take the seat. It varies a great deal, I guess, because it depends on the people there. But I see both extremes. But as I said, to a certain extent, the people who are most likely to give up a seat are often women.
Yeah, I've noticed. I mean, in my days of using public transportation, I don't use public transportation anymore because I have a car. But
sure, lord it over me. There you go. Just
well, and you're in New York, so it's a little more complicated to
That's
have
true.
Your own vehicle. But what would always bother me is you get on a city bus or or a train, light rail of some sort, and you'll have people that are sitting there and taking up one seat and then using another seat to have
their
backpack,
yeah,
or their purse or their suitcase or whatever. You know, I saw one person taking up a spot so that their umbrella, they could put their umbrella there. It's just,
yeah.
It's like,
and when you ask them to move it, they glare at you.
Yeah.
Like how somehow, how dare you?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's always something that's kind of bugged me.
I agree. I agree. But, I mean, the nice thing about New York is there are just so many people that behavior tends to be, we tend not to be very aggressive in terms of behavior. Just because there's so many people, you can't, you just really can't afford to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be chaos. So.
Yeah. All right. And then the last one here from Sandra, and she says, a boy about 9 years old opened and held the door for me.
Whoa!
How about that? 9 years old.
Wow. I'd love to know what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's terrific. And it there's something very reassuring about that. I've also, in restaurants where kids are very well behaved, I've gone up to the parents and at the table and said, you guys are just terrific. I mean, I'm really impressed that, that everybody is so well behaved. Because, I mean, I think reinforcing positive behavior. So,
yeah.
But a 9-year-old, that's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, so that's all of our positive behavior. So this is good. Should we look? I know a couple people. You know, one of the things that people are doing, which I didn't know you could actually do, which is people will put stuff up and then they can delete their own. Now, other people can't delete their responses, right? You can only delete your own.
Yep, you can only delete your own.
Apparently, people just... we put up, what are you going to give up for land? And apparently, some people had some second thoughts and deleted their responses.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not even sure what that dynamic is. But, all right, so let's look at what people who have not, who are committed to their responses have said.
Amy says, I'm giving up complaining about a certain group of people. I'm hoping it will help me be more positive all around.
Good. I don't even want to know who the group of people are, but I hear what you're saying. Have you, speaking of which, have you heard about the controversy about the Super Bowl halftime show?
Beyonce's portion of it.
Well, I've heard two different responses. Well, I've heard three. One is nobody liked Chris Martin. And my response is, couldn't they have at least given him a leather jacket toward the end? I mean, you know, come on.
With Bruno Mars. On Bruno Mars had, yeah.
Yeah, and they looked all hip. And he's sort of wandering around in a T-shirt that looked like, you know, it was left over from high school.
Well, the running joke throughout the, you know, the latter half of the performance was, you know, because Coldplay comes out and Chris Martin, he's doing his thing, and then he's done, and then Beyonce comes out, and then Bruno Mars comes out.
No, Beyonce came out first, I think, and then Bruno was, or no, maybe I doesn't make
any
difference.
I think Bruno came out next, and I think Beyonce was there. But either way, like those, by the time those two had came out, the running joke was that everybody forgot about Chris Martin, and then he pops up at the end and was like, oh, I forgot Chris Martin was even part of this performance.
Yes, exactly, so, and they should have decked him out better. I mean, it was a real problem. All right, so that was, but the controversy doesn't have anything to do, really, with, I guess there are four controversies. First of all, that Chris Martin was kind of upstaged. Mm-hmm. Second of all, that the sort of retrospective of showing all the other halftime shows
right.
kind of dwarfed everything that was going on.
And you noticed the one that they didn't include in that montage?
Was Janet Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah. No wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah.
No. I see, and they certainly should have. Number three was Rudy Giuliani saying that Beyonce was talking about Black Lives Matter, and she shouldn't have done that because it was political.
Right.
Rudy,
yeah.
You know, you had your 15 minutes. Go away. And the fourth was, I heard something today that said that the colors on Chris Martin's sort of kaleidoscope thing were about gay marriage. I think that's a stretch.
Everybody's kind of looking for some sort of angle, aren't they?
Well, you know, because the Super Bowl, I guess you could only talk about the Super Bowl for so long. And so everybody has to have an opinion about something. And as
right.
I said, we've become a nation of crybabies and busybodies. I mean,
yeah.
I, you know, come on, folks. Give it a rest. All right. So if you're giving something up for Lent, hopefully it's not my program. Give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or the 855-993-7569. If you have something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, do not wait till the last 3 minutes of the program. With all due respect, maybe you could give that up for Lent. All right, we're talking about people who are committed to whatever their Lent decisions are, as opposed to putting them on and then taking them off Facebook. And there's something kind of cute about that. Alarming, but cute. All right, so what do you got?
Well, very quickly here, Kiana says, yes, Catholicism.
Catholicism.
Thank you.
That's like somebody giving up Lent for Lent. Yeah.
Here's one from Jennifer. She says, the fasting of Lent is traditionally meant to be an internal discipline, increasing one's spiritual practice, meditation, etc. It has turned into, I'm giving up chocolate, etc. This still has merit because it's a discipline, a controlling of the senses, Mardi Gras being the last hurrah before the fast. However, we choose to observe the fast. It should be done with the realization that the ultimate goal is a building of character which yields not just detachment from the unhealthy, but the attachment to the healthy. Detachment without something higher to attach to will lead to relapse. One doesn't need to be religious to benefit from the practice of Lenten fasting. It can be a great way to gain control of the mind as opposed to the mind controlling you. For the non-religious, the something higher to replace that which is being denied could be yoga, more time walking in nature, finding some way to be of service to those in need, etc. Happy Mardi Gras, y'all, and may your Lent yield healthy fruits. You can do it.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's sort of what I was talking about earlier, is that that whether it's a New Year's resolution or a Lenten resolution or a Chinese New Year's resolution or wherever the commitment comes, and these are just excuses to remind ourselves. One of my favorite examples is vacations. And what we think of it now is excesses to a certain extent, that you go and you save a lot of money and then you spend a lot of money and you eat things you would ordinarily eat and you go to different places and you eat food you wouldn't normally eat and you behave in ways you wouldn't ordinarily behave. That isn't the original use of the word vacation. First of all, was only for the wealthy. That we peasants were stayed and worked, you know, our little lands that we didn't own. But the wealthy went off, and the word vacance, which is obviously the root word of vacation, was also for to vacate. And what the wealthy did is they didn't go on cruises, they went on pilgrimages. And they went to pilgrimages to religious sites. And the idea of a vacation was essentially the same as Lent, is that you went and you would vacate your sins, that you would go and relieve yourself of your worldly sins, and you would do a spiritual cleansing and sometimes a physical cleansing as well, because a lot of the religious sites were also spas, not spas where you necessarily got a massage, but spas where that had healing waters and whatever, and then you would go back to your daily life cleansed. And so you would do this, basically that's what pilgrimages were. And sometimes people could afford to do them on a yearly basis, but most not. And that you would go, for example, if it wasn't specifically Christian necessarily, that you could go to Mecca, you'd go to Jerusalem, that you would, and there, most religions have some kind of fasting and purification rituals involved, whether they're on a weekly basis or on a yearly basis or on a lifetime basis. But the idea being that you would go and empty yourself out of your sins, and then you could go and lead your life on a purer basis. So the discussion about Lenten fasting, and again, there also Lent goes, if you figure between Ash Wednesday and Easter, there are actually more than 40 days, because you're allowed to, you have, I think, for Holy Week that there are dispensations, and it used to be that you got Fridays off. I think that's, you could have what, meat on Fridays or something, if you gave up meat. Manny, don't even think about that. Don't even hear that. But the idea being that it was toward a higher goal, and whatever it is that you give up, part of it is the disciplining, but part of it is just the larger perspective of, instead of being involved in our daily life and the secular part of our daily life and the trivial part of our daily lives, it was not only for a higher power, but for a higher goal. That this was how we would purify ourselves, and whether it was emptying out of our sins or a rededication to a healthier lifestyle or dedication to a higher power, that's the notion not only of Lent, but of any of the of pilgrimages, of fasting, of sacrifices in general. So we, and kind of the modern interpretation of it, I mean, people do, the societies do evolve and they do change their perspective, but that remains pretty constant. And it's true before Christianity, before organized religion, when people were polytheistic as opposed to monotheistic. But the notion of an acknowledgement that it's very easy to get distracted from a higher purpose, and that we get sloppy about our discipline and about our willingness to sacrifice. And to a certain extent, talking about good manners is a similar kind of discussion of when we only focus on ourselves and what we want and our immediate needs, whether we're talking about physical needs in terms of food or physical needs in terms of a seat on the subway or physical needs in terms of getting through a door, that there is something that is less, what's the word I want? Not even sanctified, but less valuable to society at large, as opposed to when we decide that we're going to think about other people, think about our world in a different way, think about other people in a different way. And they're all part of the same cloth. And to a certain extent, Manny, this is my whack-a-mole moment, that the New Hampshire primary, I think, is talking about the same thing of, okay, we're tired of things as they are. We want to think about things in a better, different way. And it is part of, I think, the pleasure of being human, and the interesting part of being human is that we are capable of contemplating our own behavior and abstracting our own behavior and saying, okay, is there a better way to behave? And would it be more profitable, maybe not on a moment-by-moment monetary basis, but would it be more profitable in terms of how we think about ourselves? It's kind of Jason's call as well, of here's a way of thinking about myself in a different, better, more positive, more disciplined, more difficult, but more rewarding way. And all of it's the same stuff. That was my whack-a-mole moment, Manny, of smashing together things that no one else in the world would see as all of the same cloth. But I'm a good whack-a-mole. All righty. So we got any more Lenten stuff, or is that we're done-ski?
That was it. That was it.
Okay. So the point about, as I said, about New Year's resolutions, and let me make the point about Lent that I always make about New Year's resolutions, which is, number one, if you always do the same thing every year, you may want to change it up, whether you've been effective at it or ineffective at it, that it's an opportunity to think about things differently, so you might as well use your sort of goal in a slightly different way just to see what happens, okay, number one. Number two, whether you've been successful or unsuccessful at it, especially if you've been unsuccessful, try something else. Number two, I think be specific about it. The advantage about Lent over New Year's resolutions is there's an obvious time frame involved. So you don't have to worry about doing a revision halfway along. But you can certainly 20 days in sort of decide, how am I doing? Which is for those of you who sort of give up something and thinking, all right, well, I'm halfway through, or I've done it so far. Number three, I'm with New Year's resolutions, I'm always suggesting that that you also remind yourself of something that you've done well, because it's from that sense of accomplishment and discipline and prior success that we can find the resolve to do things that are difficult. So don't, if you've decided to do something for Lent in the past and it hasn't worked, try something else and remind yourself, and maybe it's a baby step, where you can then build on that success. And you can also, as far as I'm concerned, since I suppose it's my discussion, you can divide Lent up into four quarters, into 10 days increments, so that you can say, all right, for the first 10 days, I'm going to do this. Now, that isn't traditionally how Lent is viewed, but listen, if you want to, if it works for you, try it. Or even, I don't think I would divide it up into much smaller increments than 10 days. You can quarter it, but I don't know that I would dice it into two-day increments, because that's going to be either no discipline at all or a lot of discipline for very little payoff. But the idea is really to enrich yourself, to enrich, whether you call it your soul or your sense of discipline or your self-esteem, it's all part of the same thing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty. So let's see what people want to have me talk about. Can I just add, if people want to participate in this, all you have to do is go to Facebook, and I think the question says, be the program director. Do we have a separate thing on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. This one is from Edna, and Edna says, what are your thoughts on techniques to discern and resolve the root causes, to personal or relationship issues rather than treating the symptoms or avoiding examination? Differences with fixing physical world problems versus resolving human issues and behavior.
Wow. You talk about your philosophical issues. Okay, so can we go back to the first part of that? Read it for me again, and I'm going to stop you partway through because I think there are like three different issues involved in that particular question.
Okay, techniques to discern and resolve the root cause or causes to personal or relationship issues rather than treating the symptoms or avoiding examination.
All right, stop right there. All right, first of all, if you're treating symptoms is a relatively approved technique in psychology. All right. Now, Freud would say if you're treating the symptoms, what you'll do is just sublimate to some other symptom. In other words, if smoking is an Oedipal issue, when you stop smoking, you'll start eating or dealing with alcohol. Most therapists don't really believe that anymore. The idea is that the first question is, can you discern the underlying issues? And my answer as a therapist is sometimes yes and sometimes no. It depends on a number of things. It depends on the therapist. It depends on the client. It depends, because there are things that people are just not going to be able to dredge up. And part of it depends on not only the, the motivation and the commitment, but the time involved, the money involved. So sometimes therapy is a multi-stage process over a number of years. Now, there's the Woody Allen famous comment that he's been in therapy for 17 years. He's going to give it one more year and then try Lourdes. So the idea is that there are what we call in therapy presenting symptoms. For example, someone's not sleeping, they're having relation problems, there's drug dependency. So any one of a number of presenting problems. Now, the email suggests, Edna suggests that, well, you know, you may be able to treat the marital issue, but then what caused the marital issue? And it's a good question, which is sometimes resolvable and sometimes not. And sometimes if the person can resolve whatever the issue is and lead a relatively anxiety-free life, they don't care what the presenting symptom is, whether it's that they had an issue with their mother or that they were sexually abused. So the idea of only dealing with the presenting symptom is a fairly well-accepted notion, not only by the therapist, but by the client. If they get some relief, the therapist may say, okay, now let's go to the next stage, and the client may say, no. You know, this is what I came in to do. I've spent enough time and money on it. And sometimes the person will then go and function for a while and then come back into therapy, either because they're not functioning so well or something else has come up or they have the time and effort and money or whatever. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to treat symptoms, okay? Now, on an intellectual basis, I think most therapists would say, well, let's figure out the underlying cause because it'll make people happier. Well, the answer is yes and no. I mean, assuming it's discernible, assuming that they have the wherewithal, both intellectual and financial and temporal, to deal with it. So the idea of dealing with symptoms is not necessarily a bad idea. Underlying causes, as I said, sometimes you get to them, sometimes not. And by definition, the past is immutable. Understanding it can give you different options. And because you have a different perspective, things that happened to you when you were five, you've survived by definition. And my example is if you go back to your elementary school, it seems like everything shrunk. The desk didn't shrink, you got bigger. So the idea of taking on problems that you couldn't deal with at 5 when you're 35 or 45 or 55 becomes much more realistic, assuming you're willing to do that. And you can discern those issues. The third part of her equation was, what if they're, did she say unknowable? The third part of that, she said, unrecognized, was that her term?
I'll just start from the beginning. Techniques to discern and resolve the root causes to personal or relationship issues rather than treating the symptoms or avoiding examination.
Okay, stop. Avoiding examination. Again, if you're avoiding examination and you're only dealing with symptoms, I mean, that may be acceptable to somebody. That the avoidance means that you may not be aware of them. And therapists are renowned for saying, we haven't dealt with the underlying cause. And as I said, sometimes the client is perfectly willing to look and sometimes not. All right, what's the next part of the question?
Differences with fixing physical world problems versus resolving human issues and behavior.
Well, you know, as a therapist, I tend to deal with the latter rather than the former. Although that's what It's Broken, Let's Fix It is an acknowledgement that you can use the same techniques that you use to deal with interpersonal issues to deal with global issues. That if there's a problem and a solution, that you can apply a different perspective, that you can deal with here going forward, that you don't ask for apologies, that you can ask both people what they want, that everybody has to give up a little bit. So it's the same techniques that you use in interpersonal kinds of resolution of conflict. But basically, I'm a therapist, and I deal, unless I go to Israel, dealing with used car salesmen or something, that I tend to deal with the interpersonal. And there's a difference between personal and interpersonal, by definition, right? That when you're dealing with one person's problems, it's different. The therapeutic techniques are different. The approach is different. Sometimes the results are different than I'm dealing with a couple. Because then, and when I'm dealing with a couple and they decide that they both have individual problems that they want to deal with, I usually will not see both of them. Because, well, I don't have a problem with it. They usually do. Somebody wants their therapist to be their therapist. So I will either, if I've seen one of them in therapy previously, I'll usually continue with that person. But if I've seen neither of them, I'll usually refer both of them. Because I don't want to feel like I don't want them to feel that I'm favoring one or the other. Favoritism is just not part of therapy. I mean, that's not what you're doing. And certainly, as individuals, we may like somebody better than other, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to be equally effective to both. But dealing with individual issues is very different than dealing with interpersonal issues when you're dealing with a couple or a group. So, and I guess we'll have to deal with the third part of that issue on a different program. But you can see that you're asking very complicated questions, but that's what you're allowed to do if you're being the program director. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on.
So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.